at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. And the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, come and dine. With their bread and fish upon the fire, thus he satisfies the hungry every time. And come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Amen. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time, all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Think of it. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven, all the host, amen. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Who's the bride? Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host, amen. Symbol be glory. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Amen. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Let's just clap it to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Feasting upon the message of the hour. Amen. All the time. Soon the Lamb. Amen. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble me. Praise the Lord. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now. How are we going to get there? It's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. Think of it. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play just to hear the stored up food for our day. Amen. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. This is what it means to me. It's the message of the hour. It is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for my day. Amen. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play and hear the stored up food for our day. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, it is. It is the message of the hour. And it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for my day. Amen. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play. Amen. For our day. Thank you, Lord. Come in. On the course, amen. Oh, come and dine the Master Calling, amen. Table all the time. You fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How blessed we are. Amen. It's our heart's desire to hear the voice of God for our day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Amen. God bless you this morning. Woo! You can be seated. If you can. I'm shaking all over. I just trying to get a hold of myself, but that song is so precious to every one of us. Good morning to you. Shalom to you. It's an honor to be here with you. To feast upon the message of the hour. We certainly miss Brother Joseph this morning. And we just say thank you, Brother Joseph, for all that you do for us. Don't know how to express how we feel upon our heart. It's just the Lord's blessings upon us that He placed Brother Joseph in our midst. And to stop and just think about it, just to think of all the things that go on at the Voice of God recordings, the things that go on at Stillwater's camp, think of the Agapo tablet distribution. That's incredible. This is incredible. To think that of what we see God doing through him at the Branham Tabernacle, all of these things, and that's just saying it lightly, if you will. It's just God fulfilling his word. Amen. It's just overwhelming. Amen. And to think of what a great blessing that he is to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Brother Joseph, we don't know how to say it the right way. Certainly can't be done. But we love you, we're praying for you, and we thank God for you. You are a great blessing to the bride of Christ.
like to share a little scripture with you. It's found in Hosea 12, 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved.
Amen. Amen.
Say, Brother Samuel, what do you mean by that? What do you believe? Hear ye him. I mean, what do you really believe about Hear Ye Him? From 1947 to 1965, and whatever he says after that, Hear Ye Him. Amen. I believe every word. Amen. Just want to share something a little personal, if you will, just to give you a little personal testimony, if you don't mind. And I hope this is appropriate to you.
Go ahead.
But we were having quiet time this Saturday at 7 o'clock here locally. And as I sat down, turned on the little lamp there and began to pray. It's about the Lord Jesus. What I don't mean it about me, just, but it was a little testimony, just maybe it's edifying to you. It was the most special quiet time that I've ever experienced on Saturday. Is that I felt when I began to pray, I felt that we were all one. And that we were united together. That you were praying for me, and that I was praying for you. And I found such strength and such comfort in that. And it meant something very special to me, and I don't have the words to describe, but I did not know that we were gonna hear this tape today. Then a little later, I was driving down the road, and I was thinking this in my mind. I was like, what tape should I hear today? And something came back to my heart. I don't know, it wasn't no voice, but it was just something come back and said, spiritual food in due season. And you know how you can think, you think, well, maybe that's my thinking, and I just begin to meditate on what tape should I hear today? And something come back again, spiritual food in due season. And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get that tape and I'm gonna hear it. And so I sat down and I began to listen to that tape, and right then, as I began to hear that tape, I didn't see no vision. I don't mean it that way. But it was like as if Brother Branham was standing right there in front of me preaching that sermon. It was so real. And I believe we're just so close to the end. I don't know what that means. I'm not saying what it means, it's just special. It's just a special day. I believe that we're in the end time. I believe that God, I believe the scriptures and this message is being manifested for us every day. I believe it's so real. I believe I see God. I see him in the universe. I see God in his word. I see God in the message and the messenger that God sent in our day. I see God in Brother Joseph.
Amen.
And I see God in you.
Amen.
You're his bride.
Amen.
like to share a little quote with you. I'm sorry I'm taking so much time. I'm going to quit here. But Brother Branham says on this message, he says, quote, "Now here is the thing today, that the clergy, we don't read it right. It's just like it was then. They didn't think that it was time. They thought that they were living pretty peaceful then. And so they wasn't looking for no Messiah. And Jesus has said that his coming would be as a thief in the night, when the people would be unaware of his coming. But there were some of the virgins that went to meet him. Half of them had oil in their lamp and was ready. They were watching for that sign. And that's who I'm speaking to tonight. See, to those who are looking for the sign now, the sign of his coming," end quote. That's you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So as you're hearing this message today, he's speaking to you. It's addressed to the bride of Jesus Christ. The Lord has made a way like no other time throughout the history of the world from Enoch to this day. He's made a way for his bride from around the world to hear the same message at the same time. And this message is a message of restoration, that we're being changed. And then we'd be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to be caught out of here. This message calls the bride together. And it is this message that Brother Branham says is the living bread of life bringing forth the bride. That's what this message is doing. It's bringing forth the bride. Brother Branham said, he says, getting the bride together. And then the resurrection of the dead, see, to be caught up with it, end quote. Think of the time that we're living in. We're uniting together. We're coming together. What is it doing? I'm not bringing the bride together. That's a fact. The world wouldn't be listening to me. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. But every time God gets ready to do something, what's he send? A what? Prophet. Amos 3:7. He'll do nothing but he reveals the secret until the servants his prophets. Everything else is just a mess. But God sends his prophet on the scene. God sends his prophet on the scene. That's right. And this message is the only thing that'll perfect the bride and bring the bride together. It's like Brother Branham talked about those ducks. They all got together. They were all ducks. But there was one that stuck up his little honker and honk, honk, honk. Amen. That's him. Amen. That's him. I believe it. Just one more quote. Brother Branham said on this message, he says, God is uniting his bride. She is coming together from the east and from the west and the north and south. There is a uniting time, and that's on right now. What is she uniting for? The rapture. Amen. God's getting her ready. Yes, sir. Uniting. What is she uniting with? The word. For all heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. She's uniting herself with, thus saith the Lord. Regardless of what any denomination or anybody else says, she's uniting herself. She's getting ready. Why? She is the bride, end quote. Amen. That's you. Praise the name of the Lord. You're his chosen bride. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us sing here. Mm-hmm.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, the living Word.
Let's just sing it one more time as we bow our heads now.
Blessed Redeemer, Lord, the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Lord, that's what we call on this afternoon, Father. Lord, how we thank you, Lord, that truly, as Brother Samuel read the quote, they've come from the east and west, Lord, to unite together under the word for our day. And how appropriate, Lord, as we know, and the physical attendance today, we have some all the way from Hong Kong, Lord, some from China today, the Solis family from the Philippines today, Brother Francisco from Mexico today, many represented from Africa today. Truly, they come from the east and west, Lord, to see the attraction of what is happening here at this tabernacle. Lord, we know it's prophecy being fulfilled before us, Lord. If we ever lived in Bible times, it's today, Lord. And Lord, we're walking where the apostles have trod, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for our guide that you've given us in this last day, Father, in this message, Lord. And as for these prayer requests, Lord, that lay on the pulpit, and the prayer requests around the world, Lord, we just think back to the message we heard last weekend. Lord, how you commissioned Moses, Lord. And you said, haven't I called you for this job? Haven't I proven to you I'm with you? And Lord, as we were fellowshipping the other day with Brother Joseph, how he said we can just turn that right around. And the Lord would speak, have not I sent my angel to you? Don't you believe him? Didn't I give you his faith? Amen. Lord, isn't this the time for the manifestations of the sons of God? Didn't I send you Elijah the prophet to restore that faith? And Lord, truly, you've done your part, Father. Your prophet's done his part, Lord. Help us to believe, Father. But Lord, we're just feel like our faith is rising, Lord, above us. This building, Lord, and above the moon and stars and sky, Father, into a place where all things are possible, Lord, where we can just speak the word, Father, as you commissioned us to do in this last days, Father. Lord, we're under a commission, Lord, to become part of this word and this word to become us, Father, and just to speak this word, Lord. And by faith, Lord, we speak for each and every needy person today in the bride, Lord. Truly, there's many afflictions in the righteous, but Lord, you deliver them. Amen. Out of them all, Father. And we just thank you, Father. Lord, as Brother Samuel was saying, praying for our Brother Joseph, Lord, it's just so hard not to mention his name. When we tell about our testimony, Lord, his name is mentioned so many times, and Lord, we just thank you for his life. And We pray that you will bless him, Lord, and give him the rest that he needs, Lord. And our lives spiritually would not be where they're at today, Father, if it wasn't for Brother Joseph. Lord, we just thank if Brother Branham and Sister Branham could come walking in the auditorium and hear Brother Joseph as he introduces this message, Lord. We know how Brother Branham's heart would just swell, Father. Amen. To just be so proud of his boy, Lord. Yeah. And Lord, that's what he desired and he wished, Lord. And here we are witnesses, Lord, to see a prophecy being fulfilled. Lord. Truly, it's biblical times for us, Lord. And we just thank you for his life, Father. Thank you for his testimony, Lord. And how Brother Branham said that he wanted to leave Joseph his Bible, and today we see it picked up, Lord, and to lean Blondie against a tree and how he's picked that up, Father. We just see him, Lord, bless him as he's blessed us, we pray, Lord. How he's ministered to us, Lord. He's directed our paths, Lord, and he's molded our homes in many different ways, Lord, in keeping this message alive, Father. Lord, bless him like that, Father. Keep him in the word and keep him encouraged like he's done to us, Father, we pray. So now, Lord, we just pray for him and pray for each one, Lord. And we just pray for this service and we commit it to you, Father. And we just pray that you'll quicken our hearts now to realize this day and hour that we're living in as we assemble ourselves, Lord. We know that we're privileged people. More privileged than even them that when Brother Branham was here, when he spoke it, Lord, maybe they didn't catch it, but we're catching it, Lord. We're seeing these prophecies. Lord, you're an interpreter of your own word, and Lord, they're coming to pass, Father, and we just know the day and hour is late, Lord. We're at the end, and we just pray that you be with us and be with our families, be with our children, Lord. Lord, we just want to walk closer to you, Lord. We just want to be more sincere, and we don't even want vain words to ever come out of our mouth, Father, but may our meditation and our thoughts and our mind be constantly on you, Lord. Lord, we know you're perfecting a bride, and we just want to be part of that bride. We just commit it all to you now, Father, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Jesus, the name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're the name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
Afternoon. So wonderful to be here, gathered one more time on this side of the river with you. Can't wait to spend eternity with you. You know, I'm so thankful that he's invited us just to cast all our cares on him, cast all our burdens on him. What a blessed and privileged people we are. Just leave it there. And if the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along in meager fare, oh, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it. it there, leave it there. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, if you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And if your body suffers pain and your health you can regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, oh, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there, leave it there. Yes, leave it there. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And if you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Truly, Lord Jesus, we can take our burdens and leave it there, and we thank You for it, Father. And Lord, we thank You that we can gather together under this banner of the message, Lord, that You've called us out of this world, Lord, and give us this message, Lord, in our hearts. We love You, Lord Jesus. And as the brother said, to be praying for Brother Joseph, Lord, we can't help but mention his name, Lord Jesus. Be with him, Father, as Your servant Moses one time, his arms got tired from holding it up to win the battle. And Lord, You gave him Aaron and Hur to hold his hands up, Lord. I pray, Father, that that's our duty today, to hold Brother Joseph up in prayer, to keep his hands up, Lord. Keep him encouraged, Father. Bless this tithes and offerings now, Lord, for Your furtherance of the work. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask it. Amen.
When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. Oh, He will make a way for you. He will lead you safely through. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Oh, leave it there. Yes, leave it there. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And if you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And when your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, oh, He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Oh, leave it there. Yes, leave it there. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And if you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, and when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And on that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, and when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I love this. Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, yonder, I'll be there. Oh, in the roll, called a yonder. Oh, in the roll, it's called a yonder. Oh, in the roll, it's called a yonder. When the roll is called a yonder, just one more time, that third verse. Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Old Satan will be bound, 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. And Satan will be bound, 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back again. And I am watching for the coming of the glad millennium day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch His waiting right away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch and pray, for our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. And Satan will be bound, 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to our sorrow and cry, for the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness and the suffering tears will dry. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all His holy mountain nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart and love without a Lord. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Then the sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release. For our Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back, just one more time with all our hearts. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. What a reality! Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Amen. Glory. I truly believe it's just a few more days. And if it's another 50 years, I know what we'll be doing. I know what voice we'll be hearing. Amen. You know, every day has its ups and downs. We're in a battle every day, no matter who we are. But I'm just to think that the great Creator cares for someone little like me. cares for you. Through the sunshine or shadow, He cares for you. Amen. Oh, He careth for you. Thank you. Oh, He careth for you. And through sunshine or shadows, He careth for you. Yes, He careth for you. Thank you,
as a bride united around the world. Let's sing it to Him all together. For those listening in too, He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, He careth. Just one more time. Father wants to hear His bride singing around the world.
Seated. It's an honor and a great privilege to turn the service now to our pastor, God's servant and prophet messenger for this day, Brother William Marion Branham, with Thus Saith the Lord to His Bride. God bless you.